Blog Talk Radio.
You have reached your host for the day, Kareem Ali, with the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Today we want to have a new segment, which is very something that we're changing our model in terms of providing just information and updates on what some of our members are doing. So today we're fortunately airing live from Upbuild Design, located in Decatur, Georgia, and at the office of Nadine Levy, who is the principal of Upbuild Design and Architectural Design and Project Management. And they're located here at the 114 New Street in Decatur, Georgia. And I want to congratulate our Youth Build coordinators in putting together a very good first interview session workshop at DeKalb Alternative School, located here in Stone Mountain, Georgia. We want to thank Mr. Jeremiah James, who is the principal, and Mrs. Oya Osbley, who is the counselor there, and instrumenting a plan to work with the youth there and offer them non-traditional employment opportunities in regards to being a part of our youth build and in offering information and summer employment in the youth build program. And certainly we feel that we want to thank Uzumaka Obiachi, Reese Dillard, Dominique Bradley, and Queen Brewster, who are the chairs of the Youth Build in the multimedia aspect of the Youth Build. As you know, that we have three segments of our Youth Build Foundation, and one of that is construction, of course. The other one is multimedia, and then the second is applied science and technology. And we certainly want to thank our co-executive director, Mario Coleman, in working with the youth and being a part of their strategic plans in working out their Blog Talk Radio show that airs every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock. These young ladies have a very good roundtable discussion. It's a very the host of the show is Reese Dillard, who is a graduate in communications and has very wonderful dialogue that she opens up. And that show phone number for listeners who have young people, the summer's about to start, is very good that these young people tune in into this, because not only are you getting information, but there's dialogue, proper dialogue within the show regarding their issues and their concerns as youth in the community. Now that number is 646-478-0286, and that is the Youth Build Blog Talk Radio Show. We also want everybody to go to our Build a Youth Blog Talk Radio Show. And we also want to thank our Build a Youth Foundation chair, Nadine Livy, for allowing us to air live out of her office here in Decatur. It's been a wonderful time in spending and understanding where we are as an organization, things that we are learning that is the cutting edge of not just construction, but the industry altogether. And she received a full write-up in the paper and wanted to share that with everybody. That is at the Champion Free Press. That's dated today, May 22nd. I had it in front of me for a moment, but somebody took off with it. So I wanted to kind of go over that. I certainly wanted to also alert everyone about some of the things that the coalition is doing. We want to thank the Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners of America, Local 225, and the Southeastern Council, and being responsive to our needs and what we are looking at and building sustainability and capacity within the marketplace. And so we want to release that starting in June, we will be having our first exploratory training for our youth in order to venture into the carpenters and training and construction program. And also, we were also, as a part of this news broadcast for today, the coalition is officially a part of the workforce development. So we will be employing five youth and within the DeKalb County area to work on various sites. We will also be hosting a series of workshops in order to get those seniors who are graduating prepared to enter into the apprenticeship program. So I thought that it would be to our best advantage to try to make sure that the programs that we're trying to do here makes good sense and has a good feel for our challenges as a coalition. I want to also kind of share with you some real interesting news about the construction industry regarding a couple things. One of them is WellStar plans to expand $800 million healthcare expansion, and that is a part of the Atlanta Business Journal. Great. My article just came back about the person that we were about to discuss a few minutes ago. Okay, I want to go over this article, this wonderful article that was printed today, May 22nd.
It's tomorrow. It's Friday.
Okay. All right. It's actually hot off the presses then. I'm going to release this right now then. Great. So this is an update on a member spotlight with Upbuild Design, and I'm just going to kind of read over what this says. There's some serious women power in East Decatur Station office of the Chamber. Upbuild Design LLC owner Naveen Levy is a talented, intelligent, and creative architect who will let nothing get in her way. Is a driving force of her company. Nobody can tell her what I can't do. I've experienced that. One of the things that's been very interesting that I'll just continue to kind of jump through this article is that it also states that that is what I know. That is what I am destined to do. She says that she is a very successful architectural design firm, and Levy originally was from Jamaica, came to the United States in 1987, and has been on the fast track of success since then. And she is one of approximately 200 African-American female architects in the entire country. Levy says she is very proud of her accomplishment, her business recognition. We're very certainly proud of what she's done in bringing light to our youth and providing them the understanding of the applied science and technology. And to move a bit further, since Levy runs a tight ship and says that a design firm doesn't have to be large, we just have to be good. So apparently this drive and determination has been recognized by some very demanding clients, as if everybody didn't know this. But she has worked with the Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport and Georgia State. And some of her most recent projects that that's been completed have been extremely tight schedules, and that she recently completed Angels Academy in South Fulton County. And then while working on this education facility, Ms. Levy was working against a tight deadline to complete renovation to Concourse B of the Atlanta Airport TGI Fridays prior to the busy Memorial Day weekend. And her assistant, which is LaVita Branch, I believe, who is an ambassador leader for the DeKalb Chamber of Commerce, is responsible for business development for Upbuild and for coordinating the Chamber's ambassador's team. She has actually brought a very beneficial contribution to the Chamber as being an ambassador. And since her becoming a member of the DeKalb County Chamber of Commerce, Branch has taken advantage of networking opportunities with Chamber memberships and has forged new banking and payroll relationship as a result. So I've been able to meet Ms. Branch, and she has a very, very strong and very giving heart. And we want to thank Upbuild Design for giving the coalition and especially the Youth Build a view of a different amount of aspects of working and careers in the industry. Now, the most interesting thing that I have found is that when you release news, board members and folks, you don't realize that this is not just a press opportunity. This is a woman that has worked diligently in a dominant, male-dominant industry, and reluctant enough, it's been very challenging, even more so for her because her expertise is challenged on levels that a lot of people don't even understand. Some of it's almost into an insulting level. And you look at the degree of education and you look at the degree of complications that and responsibilities that architects really carry, they're the presidents of every project. And people look to them for answers, even if those answers are not something that's clear-cut at that time, as Ms. Levy has stated, that she will find the answers and move accordingly. So we want to thank her for allowing us to have this first press release on our show. And I want to also move a little bit further into what the DeKalb Alternative School means to the coalition and of challenging our youth and providing them with an image of programs that build capacity and not just allows them to make a few dollars and then pass on a great opportunity and not building careers within the industry. So I want to get a little bit further into one of the things that
we have pride ourselves in, and that's becoming
a member of IATSE. And IATSE is one of the strongest unions in the United States, have been around since 1869. And we pride ourselves in the fact that we are offering not just a job, but also a union membership into the IATSE union, so that our young folks and anybody else who's interested can earn a standard of living, a living wage, in order to provide their families with stability. And the good thing about what the coalition has done in forging a developing relationship with IATSE and the Brotherhood of Carpenters is that it's allowed us to build capacity with individuals who are in our industry. And that makes a lot of sense. When you build capacity within your industry, then you are a part of the industry itself. When you have a bunch of groups that are not a part of the structure, it's all, you know, then you have individuals that are running around creating, I think, havoc. Because this system has been put in place on purpose in terms of the type of training and type of opportunities that are there for each individual. So I certainly want to expound on this a little bit further. But I'm going to take a few minutes and play a little break here on Closer to My Dreams. Okay, welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio show for the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction. We're actually broadcasting live from Alt Build Design located at 1114 New Street. The principal is Nadine Levy. She is also a registered architect, and as I said early part of the show, she is one of 200 registered architects in the United States. And I just want to expound a little bit further on that before I get back into a couple good news bites that we think we need to share with everyone. And that is the math, the science, and the requirements, according to Ms. Levy, is not as intense as people would think. But you have to be systematic and you have to have a discipline in order to be an architect. And a lot of people go through school just like a doctor. If you don't pass your test in terms of being a doctor, then you are just a practitioner nurse. So, and the same thing as a lawyer. If you don't pass the bar, then you are a person that knows the law, but you have not passed the bar. So a registered architect is a big difference than when you hear people say, well, my brother's an architect. No, if he's not registered with AIA and he hasn't did his homework and been a part of the structure, the infrastructure that's been created, guess what? He is not a part of the internal workings of the industry that he represents. And it's the most important thing that makes people cringe is that people always say that this person is this, and yet when you put the credentials on the table, then therefore there's no apples to apples. So you have to have apples to apple industry standards when you say that you qualify as an architect, a general contractor, a doctor, or a lawyer. You must be able to have those credentials, and this is why we're very proud of the fact that our relationship has been built and has grown further with all the education and information and resources that Nadine has actually provided so that we can forge those relationships and empower our youth and understanding that there's no reason for them not to be an architect. There's no reason for them not to forge that discipline in order to be the individual that actually is the person who is the ultimate say-so over a project. So I wanted to just kind of elaborate on more so about sustainability and capacity and understanding that when you have people who are licensed, qualified in their field, you have a very strong professional team of people, and that is what the coalition is building, strong professional teams of individuals who are licensed and have the capacity in order to, as Nadine would say, somebody that's worth their salt. And when you look at that situation, you look at some of the things that we share over the period of the last going on a year, I guess in the last 8 months, we have been airing live each Wednesday at 5:30. We've cut the show down into every now and then a news segment, and so I just want to kind of move further. I'm kind of getting reading to you about some of the news that are coming out in the newspapers, and we want to try to change the format of the show more so in order to provide information and resources. So the next thing I want to discuss is something that was in the Atlanta Business Chronicles on May 1st through 7th, there's a new law that could boost habitat and other nonprofits. There's a new federal law that could bring more than 1,000 nonprofit sector jobs to Georgia over the next 5 years if it's fully funded. And there's a Georgia-based Habitat for Humanity International that could be one of the chief beneficiaries of the Edward M. Kennedy Serve American Act, which was signed by President Barack Obama on April 21st. That organizations already applied through federal stimulus legislation for quadruple its 500 government-paid AmeriCorps, and VISTA volunteers is expected to be notified of the decision the week of April 27th. This states basically that once you're approved in this act, this to serve an American act, it would allow this each nonprofit group, Sustainability for Growth. And that's what's been the holdup in a lot of the nonprofits. The major provision of the law is to increase the size of the AmeriCorps from 75,000 to 250,000 workers. And AmeriCorps is a government program that pays workers full-time for 1 year who work for organizations whose missions include fighting illiteracy, improving health services, and creating businesses. So in ways of the AmeriCorps, they are going to double their capacity as a national nonprofit through the Georgia Commission for Service and Volunteerism, a state agency for Habitat Humanity. Teach for America is a nonprofit, nationally recognized organization whose mission is to indirect help nonprofits build capacity to grow. And as a gentleman named M.A. Griffin, who's the executive director of Teach of America of Atlanta chapter, said the organization has 250 AmeriCorps volunteers, and a number of them he hopes to double by 2015. And so this is some exciting news for nonprofits. The Douglas County program has about 400 applicants. And for those, there's a few spots available. The Turner GSB is an agency that has about 530 volunteers, and they have about 100 or more in the Inner Harbor of Douglas County. And so they deal with psychiatric illnesses and impairment in behavior. Social functionings. This bill had been passed by the U.S. Senate over a period of 79 votes in all. And so what we want to do is trying to let everybody know that this is something that is very important to know, that there's going to be a doubling of the Habitat for Humanity. And so people should get in contact with the AmeriCorps and Teach for America. And the other thing I want to share with you is that with the stimulus package, this is something that's very interesting that's going on. Green buildings get a boost from the stimulus. And green buildings are something that are energy efficient, that kind of are retrofits of existing offices to pretty much save energy. So the American Recovery Investment Act is spurring commercial real estate firms and the service for them to become sustainable developments. So that's going to be a boom in the Atlanta market in retrofitting office towers and shopping centers and warehouses. So this is just a bug in people's ear. There's nearly 435 million square foot of building space down in the Midtown area, and that stimulus package is going to raise a lot of jobs, about 1,200 jobs inside this particular project and relating to the green building. And the good thing about talking with everyone and trying to continue to provide what the stimulus package actually means, one of the things that I want to share with everyone is that the coalition mission is to provide information regarding the programs that are out there. But the American Recovery Act also gives the coalition opportunity to be a part of the non-traditional employment. So as far as one of the things that we're working with the CAB Workforce Development is introducing non-traditional employment to women of color, young women of color, and introducing opportunities to disadvantaged youth to enter into the building trades, especially the Carpenters Local. And so I think that with that being said, we're working with AMCAB, Alternative School, and those individuals are wonderful people that have been working with the kids for over 15 years. We've had the pleasure to introduce, as a regard to the stimulus, opportunities for employment starting May 26th and going into July 31st, I believe. and it's going to allow the young folks ages 16 to 24 to be employed at 5 of the sites that we have set up for them over a period of some time. And DeKalb County is going to be paying the salaries of these young people through the American Recovery Act, which does state that it covers youth programs. It also covers non-traditional programs, and it also covers the women in non-traditional employment, veterans, out-of-school youth, as well as individuals in a income level bracket. So look over the next several weeks to look at some of the programs that we'll be having. We did mention that we will be starting an exploratory pre-construction program at the Brotherhood of Carpenters here in Atlanta so that young people can enter into the apprenticeship as they see fit once they go through some of the prerequisites. Again, like I said, the show for today was going to be very short but concise in terms of some of the information that we wanted to share. We are working with Charitable Connections, Michelle Utiyama, on a wonderful Martin Luther King Corridor project that is a social development project. And social development in our community is very important in order to stimulate individuals to go back to work, to be innovative, to have drive within themselves, and motivate each other in order to come out of the spiraling headways that we've had in terms of the past administration. And so in 2009, we see change coming in every way. And in reference to change, I want to share with you that DeKalb County Workforce Development is still looking to hire youth involved in their program. And so you might be able to go online for workforce development if you're looking for your kids to try to get out the house and make a few dollars. Please do so. And I'm going to take a few minutes break, and we're going to play a song called Grace by Destiny Muhammad.
I am the voice of ancient calling and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders. I'm the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. My faith, I'm all you will ever need. All you'll ever need.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Wanted to also let everyone know that the National Coalition of Women of Color is hosting a series of workshops coming up in June. One of those workshops is to feature your company with partnering, not mentoring, partnering with our union general contractors, major prime contractors, who are looking to work with women who want to build capacity, not those women who want to use their certification as pass-throughs, or those women who feel that just because they're black and they're female that they should have a right to be on a project and not learn their trade or learn their business. This is for women who want to build capacity and who wants to build relationships, not real relationships with major prime contractors who work around the country. And with that being said, one of the things that I certainly wanted to talk about real quickly is that if you have been listening to the show, and for those folks who have joined the coalition and had not had any dialogue back from me or anyone else, one of the things I've decided as a coalition is that you must put in some volunteer work in order to get something back out. This is not an organization that you join like the church that you're going to sit back. We're looking for real women who want to build capacity within their community, within themselves, within our youth, to volunteer, to reach out and back and work with other people, even if you feel that your business is struggling. You're not struggling any different. We have several emails that we put out to some of our head executive members and had not had any dialogue back from them. When I finally got dialogue back from them, they stated that, you know how it is as a VP, you have to put your head down to the ground and whatever the case may be. But this, you know, with the summer coming and people benefiting from the coalition and getting into our apprenticeship programs and things of that nature and feeling that it's okay to do that, well, it's certainly not. One of the things that we're going to do is pass an executive order to make sure that if you don't put any work in, you don't get anything out. So with that being said, I want to just kind of close out the show with some of the things that we've been talking about when it came to working in the summer programs, administering some directions with the Youth Build program and deciding how we want to move collectively to help our youth, because they're our future. And for anybody that is selfish enough to think that giving a few dollars and no help, no time, they're sadly mistaken. This is something that you must do, and not just help your children, because you are not promised to be here, and somebody might have to reach back and help your child when you're no longer here. So I think it's about giving. I want to thank again Upbuild Design for allowing me to air out of her office and being able to work with her on a couple projects that the coalition was involved in terms of some program management. So they've given us a good look on the real aspect of some of the eyes of what architects actually go to. It's not as conglomerate as everybody thought. I thought it was just real easy, but it's not. So I've learned my lesson about that. I myself personally, as old as I am, don't want to be an architect. So I prefer to stay in my lane and allow people like Nadine B to do what she does best, and that's deal with everybody. Because you talk about being an architect, you deal from the owner standpoint. You deal with everybody, from the person who cleaned up the building. You have a long, long line of patience that you have to derive at. And so I just wanted to kind of share with everybody that aspect of what we have learned in projects that we do have conglomerately working jointly with Ms. Levy are going to be placed on our website, which is ncwcc.org. And I want to let everybody know that we're going to cut our show short. We're actually going to take it down to about 30 minutes because the summer is here, and we have a very busy and strong schedule. So we want to be consistent in hosting the show each week, but we're actually going to cut this show short. And so we're just going to have about 45 minutes now, and probably cut to 30 minutes of news. So I want to thank everybody, and I'm going to be closing the show with Ayanna. And you all have a very blessed day.
Pinch me, baby, could you let me sleep? As long as I see your face, I don't